Hello, good evening. Welcome, everyone. It's so wonderful to see all your beautiful faces. We have a wonderful hour in store together. I will be offering an opening prayer, followed by a poem from Karen Pritchard. Then we'll have a presentation on global unity by Keahi, followed by some activities. So let's all take a nice big deep breath. Really come into our bodies, into this moment, into the joy of our gratitude and the joy of our togetherness. Continue to breathe deep and let our breath be magnetized by the power of our love and our gratitude. And as I offer this prayer, I'm offering it on behalf of all of us. So let it be all of our prayer together. This is adapted from a prayer in the Secret of Attunements called the Server's Prayer. So let us really come inward from that gravity in this place. In the holy name of our Father, we place the bodies, minds, and hearts of all beings in this moment in the way of God's love, and fill the planet with divine love until every nerve and tissue, gland, and organ is enfolded in the soothing, life-giving substance of God's love. By the authority of the Son of God, we bring all bodies, minds, and hearts into attunement with the perfect patterns of God's truth, that God's design for us may bring every nerve, tissue, gland, and organ under subjection to the laws of perfection. Through the power of the Holy Spirit, we command our whole existence of body, mind, and heart to yield to the resurrecting power of God's love and truth, that we may know the fullness of life according to that divine purpose for which we came into the world. I thank thee, Father, that it is so in these children of thine, for thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever in the Christ. Amen.
Good evening, everybody. This was a poem written by my friend who lives down the field from me here, Patty Lafferty, and it's about the sun and the importance of the sun in our springtime and our summer. And as it's just beginning springtime now, it just captures the energy of that and what we're going through in today's news. Called the Ancient Alchemist. Ancient alchemist, the rising sun. Bunsen burns out morning, work is done. With magic potion, he transmuted night, rainbowed out the dark, distilled the light. He gilds the laden earth and glistens hopes, lights hills to climb and shadows crooked slopes. Beams at skylarks reaching breathless goals. Frees the rabbits from their labyrinth holes. Banishes the sullen rain forlorn. Caresses early thrusting corn. Leaps the lambs and tickles speckled frogs. Chases dawn-lit huntsmen and their dogs, flirts with waking flowers and stirs the urge to stretch from emerald leaves and surge. A tapestry of yellow, red and blue, watered by the silver-scented hue, melts nightmare backs to dreams of golden days, and bathe the world in ultraviolet rays. So children laugh and somersault with their tears, and banished our imprisoned indoor fears. Ancient alchemist, the rising sun, brings daily warmth and oh, such fun. He shines each day that life has just begun, that there is still much precious time to run.
Thank you, Karen. Thank you, Oren. Both beautiful. Banishing the inward shadows. I can't remember the exact word, but freeing ourselves to run, to be truly free, a light on the leaves. Wow, I could just feel all of that we were describing there. Beautiful. Oren, with your all the inward parts, all driven by the spirit of love, the very essence that moves everything. David Less, this past Sunday, talked about what's needed to embrace what's already existing, the already existing reality. It takes a massive surrender for any human being to open to that higher reality of themselves. Boy, are we doing this together now, consciously or not? I feel that everyone I've been in contact with through social media, through phone, vibrationally, we all have space now to really tap into this. I was on a call this afternoon with the Holistic Centers Network, with 66 centers from around the world, just like Sunrise Ranch, all in their own various ways, some spiritually based, some not. But we're all tapping into how we can serve and how we can all let go of competition and individuality in ourselves and in what we provide to our worlds. It was so beautiful. There was about half of us that stayed on the call an extra hour afterward. It's a longing that's being answered. I feel that there's so much space now. There's this huge space within our hearts, within our worlds, to answer the longing of our hearts to be one globally, united global community. And though it may feel forced, I think our world has changed forever. If we can see this as an opportunity to answer the longing of our hearts, to stretch into what does that mean? Letting go of individuality and competition. We will have not gone through all this in vain. Global unity, those words, it brings tears to my eyes, because I imagine a world without borders. I imagine a world sharing of resources, holding each other without boundaries, from understanding, without limitations or expectations. We long for this. And we have a great opportunity to invite people into this with us. And at the same time, I feel and I hear people questioning this. People question each other. And then even some people sharing their exploration of this and other people poo-pooing it. Oh, don't go there. But yet coming around and saying, you're right. So there's a battle going on internally, globally, and it's beautiful. And the world's still turning. There's about 100 elk across the street right now. They don't know anything about lockdowns and grocery stores and toilet paper being fought over. But they feel I feel that they feel less transportation, the stillness of humanity right now. And they're welcoming it. So I'm in a very centered place of being open to what's mine to look at, let go of, crack open to, allow in, while being sensitive to those in my world that I'm directly in contact with via Zoom or not, sensitive to what they're going through. Because we're all going through this together. I've been saying that a lot lately. We're in this together. And some people say, well, you're way over there and I'm over here. I'm like, yes, and we're in this together. We live in this one bubble. It is our bubble called Earth. It's our human experience called life. Thank you for letting me take some of time to share what's moving with me around this. And I welcome David.
Thank you, Keahi. Thank you, Karen. Thank you, Warren. Really good to be together. Feel what brings together our commonality. What we're going to do now is listening pairs. So this is the time when many people are feeling highs and lows. And in our listening pairs, it's an opportunity to name a high and a low that you have experienced in the past week. So that's the assignment, to name a high and a low that you have experienced in the last week. So to remind you about listening pairs, one person speaks, the other listens, gives them their eyes and their ears and their heart. And then there's a switch. So we're allowing for 3 minutes per person. And Jim is working his magic the best he can to have us all paired up. The complication is that a few of us are with somebody else. So in some cases, we may end up with three. If that all hasn't gotten figured out just right, because he doesn't actually know for sure who all's on every station. But if it turns out that you're with three people, let's say, just make the adjustment in time. You could probably spend 2 minutes instead of 3 minutes a person in your shares, okay? So again, the question is, or the invitation is to name a high and a low that you have experienced in the past week. I'm going to open it up to make sure I'm being clear. Anything you need to ask about what we're doing here?
Shall we time ourselves, David?
Yep, that's the idea. You'll have to, because we'll all be in breakout groups. So you're going to find yourself magically with one other station, likely, or if there's already two of you, maybe no other stations. Okay, Jim, do your magic.
All right, here we go.
All right. Well, I'll just say yay for Zoom and yay for Jim, who's got it wired. Thank you, Jim.
Welcome. And I'm sorry if you ended up in a group by yourself and you didn't have anyone to talk to.
There with him.
That's tricky.
Well, we're doing the best we can here. So I want to give an opportunity for 5 minutes for people to name some of the experiences you shared. So I'll just open it up for that. And if you're succinct, it'll allow more people to share.
Well, I would just say that it's been a real low for me today to suddenly realize that I will be out of the mail room and out of the administration building for the foreseeable future. I won't be allowed to enter the building or be in the mail room, which I've taken care of the building for 13 years and the mail room, doing all of the mail work. I love this work. I love this janitorial work that I do for the building. And to be without that, at this point, it just strikes me as being a real low. I mean, the mail room is like my living room. It's like my right arm. It's like my home. I spend more time here than I do in my own apartment. And so that is my low. And I can't quite visualize the high yet. Maybe I'll come to enjoy being out of it for a while and being able to do a little more relaxing, because this job is very demanding in a certain way. And so just being released from it and being able to walk around the ranch without having to think about all the work that I have to do here, maybe that will provide a certain high. But in any case, my spirit remains constant and free. So thank you.
My high was yesterday was my birthday, and low was we had a teenager, AJ, move out rather suddenly due to a couple new pretty easy rules to follow, but he's 18 now and thinks that he knows everything. So it's kind of tough though to see him go under these circumstances right now with what's going on in the world. It's been hard.
Well, happy. Happy birthday.
Well, I would like to share that in sharing my loss and listening to the loss of Jim and Heather, I just find some we're doing this, and there's so much pain and sorrow, but it's also bringing us lots of opportunity for growth and seeing the reality of what is in front of us. For me, the most important thing is that it all brings back to the spiritual life that we are journeying and growing into. So even if it's super hard, things that we're experiencing, they're all leading us to more in-depth spiritual growth. That's what I want to share.
I want to share that for me, the low was definitely the postponement of Bex's surgery, and also I've experienced highs from embracing and really working the spirit of gratitude for all that is and all that is available. Thank you.
Me thinking of some obvious lows and seeing what's happening in the earth, but for me, the high is hearing about all the healing that is happening with Mother Earth and the clear skies and the dolphins swimming where they haven't been for years. And for me, walking outside and hearing the birds here, because it's springtime here and the birds are singing their love songs to each other. And to me, it's that's a high for me. That beautiful, what's happening in nature, what's happening in the earth. Thanks.
Well, thank you, Shireen. Let's continue, if we can, to a time of attunement radiation together. So I'm inviting you into a time of a process of that shared awareness, and then allowing the attunement current to move out from us into the larger world. So that's what we're going to be about here. And there'll be a ritual aspect to this that I'll describe as we come to it. So first, I invite you to open awareness to the source of life. the source of all life. Truly, we don't know where it comes from. Might have names for it or ideas about it, but it's nonetheless that there's the miracle of life in this moment and every moment given to our human form. Open your awareness to the source of all love, without which life wouldn't have much meaning. We can open ourselves to know that we are loved, that love is moving through us, reaching out, naturally reaching out to the people in our lives, the natural world around us. I invite you to open your awareness to all knowing and all wisdom. Fortunately, we don't get it all at one time. But the gift of becoming aware of reality, of seeing reality, knowing reality in all its shapes and forms, and all its rhythms. Next, I invite you to feel the God center in yourself. We might conceive it to be some place in our bodies, but some place in our being and our soul, the very heart and core of who we are, is this throbbing emergence right within our human experience, holding us together, drawing us into that one place. And then inviting all of who and what we are as a human being to be an expression of the God reality who we are, right here incarnate in this flesh. I want you to feel the God center in our midst. Perhaps hard to locate geographically. Any one of us can express it at a given time, give voice to it, embody it for us all. For us, as a community of people gathered together during this time, we are brought together by that common God center, that unifying element that's present in this whole on of humanity. That God center integrates us into a sun as a community, a pulsating sun full of the vibration of love, full of knowing, full of life and life energy. And now, without reaction, I invite you to open yourself to becoming aware of what is transpiring in our world today, including the people who are devoting themselves to service for the good of others and for their family, their community, their nation, and the world. And consider the lows. People suffering, people being short-sighted, selfish, and entitled. And now comes the ritual part. As you were urged to by spirit, I invite someone to name a high in the world. And then later, someone else to name a low. Each naming should be no more than a sentence. And I'm asking you to allow a minute in between each naming. So between in each high to the next low, there should be a minute. And from that low to the next high, another minute. And in between, Melissa and Bruce will each make a statement to focus the attunement current for us all. And then that will be followed by a chime that I'll ring. And then sometime in a little bit, another high or low can be named. I invite you to hold your hands up and be conscious of the outflow of attunement current from your hands to the world, brought to focus through what's being spoken. So let's begin, and I invite someone to, let's begin with a high, to name our first high.
Very easy for me, David, to name a high, because just before this call, I heard that a priest in the hospital on a respirator gave up his respirator for a young man who came in that had to have a respirator. I should say the priest died within an hour.
And I see the world with eyes of pure love.
May divine light shine through me.
I want to name the grief I felt when I listened to Governor Cuomo this morning, fearing for his people that he feels so responsible for, and fearing that he won't be able to care for them as they need to be cared for.
May I see the world with eyes of pure love.
May divine light shine through me.
I would love to share a high that has to do with people in the situation we're experiencing all through the world are living in the present moment, and they're isolated from whatever life pattern they had before. Now it's just being here now and just radiating who they are. Thank you.
May I see the world with eyes of pure love.
May divine light shine through me.
The fear of scarcity and people fighting over toilet paper and food on a shelf. And yet there is abundance for all that is present.
May I see the world with eyes of pure love.
May divine light shine through me.
A friend of mine has a family in China, and she shared with our group that in the province where her family is living in China, it's slowly coming to normal again and opening up.
May I see the world with eyes of pure love.
May divine light shine through me.
Surgeries that people want and need, including my own, being canceled and postponed till later.
May I see the world with eyes of pure love.
May divine light shine through me.
People globally beginning to remember what is really important and what really matters.
May I see the world with eyes of pure love.
May divine light shine through me.
People in Spain that are now in a critical and ultimate crisis, for the people in Italy that are in critical position and still in crisis, for the people in France that are in a critical position and in crisis, for the UK who are becoming a critical position and are becoming in crisis, Ireland and America, who are becoming a critical position and in crisis, I radiate and surrender the ultimate pristine love for all this to transpire into healing, greater healing than ever before.
May I see the world with eyes of pure love.
May divine light shine through me.
This will conclude this specific time of attunement, meditation, and radiation. Yet the radiation itself will continue. Let's allow it to continue through this hour together and past in the living of our life. Let our awareness, what's happening in the world, be non-reactive and full of pure love, shining with divine light. Thank you for your service in this. We're going to spend the remainder of our time sharing with three of us insights into this cycle that we would like to share with you, beginning with Cece, and then with Jane, and then with me. To you, Cece.
Thank you, David. So as I'm moving through this experience, just like all of you, there's this ability that I've always had to be able to see things from a really higher perspective, which brings me calm. It brings me peace to know that there is a bigger outworking that is happening. And in this cycle for me, what has come up over the last couple of weeks is like, wow, this is a purification process where each of us, because of this circumstance, really forced to slow down and to go within and to meet our shadows and call on the light. So it is this big, in this particular time, I kind of see that as this big humanity's collective dance between the shadows and the light. What we really, and to come to a place of understanding what's true and what's real, and letting go of some of the illusions. When David asked me to bring a little insight to this, I was pausing to think about what is the insight I want to bring, and something came through for me. I remember a few years ago, I had read Autobiography of a Yogi. Many of you are familiar with that. And this one particular piece that really speaks to what I'm talking about here. And I remembered it because it was a powerful moment for me, and that was several years ago, and it really fits with this. And I'd actually like to kind of read it to you. He speaks to it really well. And he's talking about, right here, he's comparing the human experience to a movie picture show. And what he says here is, a cinema audience may look up and see that all screen images are appearing through the instrumentality of one imageless beam of light. The colorful universal drama is similarly issuing from the single white light of a cosmic source. With inconceivable ingenuity, God is staging super colossal entertainment for his children, making them actors as well as audience in his planetary theater. One day I entered a cinema house to view a newsreel of the European battlefields. The First World War was still being waged in the West. The newsreel presented the carnage with such realism that I left the theater with a troubled heart. Lord, I prayed, why dost thou permit such suffering? To my intense surprise, an instant answer came in the form of a vision of the actual European battlefields. The scenes filled with the dead and dying far surpassed in ferocity and representation of the newsreel. Look intently, a gentle voice spoke to my inner consciousness. You will see that these scenes now being enacted in France are nothing but a play of shadows and light. They are the cosmic motion picture, as real and as unreal as the theater newsreel you have just seen, a play within a play. My heart was still not comforted. The divine voice went on, creation is light and shadow, both, else no picture is possible. The good and the evil of Maya, which, if you don't know what that means, is basically illusion of consciousness, must never alternate in supremacy. If joy were ceaseless here in this world, would man ever desire another? Without suffering, he scarcely cares to recall that he has forsaken his eternal home. Pain is a prod to remembrance. The way of escape is through wisdom. So I'll just end off with that. It goes on a little bit longer, but to me, that is what's happening for us now. And as we were in the affirmations that you were sharing, Bruce and Melissa, let us be that light. We have that choice to change how the movie comes out. We get to bring the shadows, we get to bring the light. We have a choice in that. So that's what I wanted to bring this evening. Thank you.
Thank you, Cece. Some of the insights that I am having and have had over the last number of days is the reality that what is happening looks very different if one is conscious of who you are versus being a victim of what is happening. I had a friend who said to me often, in the end, God wins, so you might as well be on God's team. And I've often thought about that. All the things that are happening will conspire to more life, to greater understanding, to greater presence of God. If there are conscious people present, it will be magnified by that. I have very specifically, when gotten uncomfortable, thought to myself, what's really trying to happen? What does it mean to be socially isolated? I know in some ways we're not socially isolated. I'm looking at a bunch of my friends on my screen, but we're physically isolated, which, whether or not you've noticed, gives a lot more moments in between events than normal. I just saw a humorous thing on Facebook by a friend. She said, I've been saying for years, I just don't have time to deep clean my house. And after this week, I realized it wasn't a factor of time. There are many things that we have given rational excuses for why we're not paying attention. And I am finding that we have this incredible opportunity to see where our attention goes and where our passion is focused. I have been part of the emissaries of divine light for a long time. And one of the reasons was the invitation I first met that how I lived my life mattered. How I chose to see the world through the eyes of someone who saw themselves as a divine being, an angel, a daughter of God, really mattered versus being half asleep and feeling victimized by the circumstances. The circumstances I find myself in right now, and I say this is true for all of us, are perfect for magnified radiation of love into the world to change patterns that have needed to pass away for a very long time. And if we are willing to do this together, we might be delighted at what could be born out of the fertile field of agreement about what is true and right and what serves life and serves love. I know it happens all the time. The more consciously we do this together, the more this opportunity, this crisis will not be wasted. And the opportunity to be on the leading edge of the new world is in our hands. Thank you.
Thank you, Jane and Cece. It seems to me that what's happening in the world today is reality. And we're running into something very clearly that is beyond our control, that's bigger than we are. And there is an opportunity in that to surrender, not to the coronavirus, but to surrender to the ordering power of the universe, surrender to that essence that we know in common, that reality that we know in common, surrender to the God center within the body of humanity that is present, though so lost for most of us human beings. So for us, all of us gathered here, and for people all over the world, yes, there's something for us to do, but that which we do has to take into account what is so far larger than we are. It has to be in that context if it's to be creative. So here is this opportunity that we have, every human being on the face of the planet, to use this situation as creatively as possible. Not that any of us wanted it, but here it is. And what else are you going to do? In some way, this circumstance is no different than any other. It is different than a year ago in many respects, but there's one respect where it's the same. It's another day. The sun rose this morning. life is present, love is present, and the opportunity to find a stronger centering and a greater degree of harmonization with Source is present. I know of no other reasonable solution for all of humanity. I know of no other solution that has any apparent hope of bringing us to a new day. Here's an opportunity that's been discounted, which is a total personal surrender to the God center within ourselves and the God center emerging in the body of humanity, showing itself. And as you do that, and as I do that, we find a remarkable, hitherto unknown harmonization, integration, and oneness. This is the true premise for human life. There's no way to start with a false premise and come up with a good answer, as hard as you might try. And humanity's trying pretty hard. Starting with a premise of separation, competition, vying for position and power, and expecting goodness in human experience and on the planet can't happen. The only way for unity to be known and peace to be known, for humanity to thrive, is to start with what's true and then go from there. If you start with what's true, you can end with what's true. But if you start with what's false, you're going to end with what's false. That's true for every one of us, and it's true for all of us together. So this is a good day to start with what's true and live from there and see what happens. To start from that reality that we know and share in common. It's both within you and within me, and then within all of us together. The God Center. Good to share this evening together in this great current of attunement, this harmonization, and this celebration of our oneness. Thank you, thank you.
Thank you. Good night, everyone.
Bless you all. Bless all of you.
Thank you.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Love you all.
Love you.
Good night,
God bless everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Love you.
Bye.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.